Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar, your top five sleepers at the running back position alongside Tyler Weeman. I am Shannon Somerville, and we are set to go with some nice sleeper picks for you, whether you are playing in season-long fantasy or you're looking for some great value at best ball. If you're not playing best ball, go ahead and enter into some contests. The time is now to start hopping into some tournaments. We are talking about Underdog Fantasy's best ball tournament, of course, where you could win millions of dollars. You got to be in it to win it, though. Download the Underdog Fantasy app today. Use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $250 of your first deposit match. We'll throw the links below for you. But best ball is just a really fun way to get after it in fantasy football, and you can draft right now. In fact, I know Tyler's been after it in some of those best ball drafts. Isn't that right, Tyler?
Sure is. Getting after it, trying to draft as many as I can before September.
Now, the sleepers are kind of an interesting proposition. So we're looking at basically trying to find the best value as late in the draft as possible. And there's some interesting prospects specifically with the running back position. And in fact, last year, Tyler, we saw some really great performances by running backs who were taken later in the draft. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we saw a handful that ended up being top 12 backs, you know, Kyren Williams, Raheem Mostert, James Cook, Rashad White, all were taken in the later half of the draft.
And the name of the game when you're talking fantasy football, specifically the running back position, is opportunity. So we're going to be going over five running backs that we think have excellent opportunity to provide some fantasy value for you in the 2024 season. And we will go through all five of those, and we'll give kind of our analysis of where they are currently going in ADP average draft position in best ball. So let's start things off with Pittsburgh Steelers running back Najee Harris, coming off his third consecutive season of 1,000-plus rushing yards, 8 total touchdowns, and 1,200 total yards. In 2023, he had 255 carries for 1,035 yards, 8 touchdowns. So, Tyler, what are you forecasting him for 2024? He's currently going as RB23. What do you think?
Yeah, I like the spot for Najee here, Harris. And the reason being is he now has Arthur Smith as his offensive coordinator. They're going to run the ball a ton. Atlanta was first and third the last two seasons in rushing attempts. When he was the offensive coordinator for Tennessee, they were 10th and second. Pittsburgh drafted the O-line. They're absolutely going to focus on on running the ball, and they're going to do so with Harris.
Yeah, he was able to put up some numbers even with Matt Canada as his offensive coordinator, who they finally got rid of, bring in the new offensive coordinator, and Arthur Smith, who, as you mentioned, had a lot of success, not just in Atlanta with the running game, but also the Tennessee Titans, and Derrick Henry, who had his second best statistical season under him as offensive coordinator. So good things could be in the works for Najee Harris. He will have some competition with Jaylen Warren, but like you mentioned, the Steelers used a lot of draft capital to shore up that offensive line. And even though we have seen a little bit of a dip in the in using him in terms of the passing game, do you see him maybe that role changing a little bit as we head into 2024?
I think that Arthur Smith is still going to use Jaylen Warren a ton, but regardless, he's been used around the goal line a ton. He's going to continue to do so as Jaylen Warren is just a little bit of a smaller back. And I mean, he finished RB20 last year. He now has a better offensive coordinator that is going to want to run the ball, and probably a better offensive line and a better quarterback. So I think there's a lot of different things going in the favor of Najee Harris to do better than last year. And he was RB20. We're getting him at 23 as it is. You give him a little more leeway and he can easily get into, you know, RB15 or better.
All right, let's keep it in the AFC North with another running back, Cincinnati Bengals new lead back. That's Zach Moss, who last season with the Colts was their leading rusher, had career highs with 183 carries for 794 yards, 5 touchdowns, 4.3 yards per carry. He also tacked on 27 receptions for 197 yards, a pair of touchdowns through the air, basically coming off his best season, and a lot of that due to the fact that he was basically backing up Jonathan Taylor, who was out a lot of the time last season. So he really made the most of his opportunity, got paid for it. Now he has a big opportunity with the Cincinnati Bengals. What do you think from a fantasy perspective?
Yeah, and opportunity is the name of the game in this one for me. I think he likely steps in as the lead back. And this is a spot that allowed Joe Mixon to be the RB5 last season. And the two running backs do profile very similar. Moss had 4.1 yards per carry for true yards per carry, whereas Mixon was 3.9. Moss was the RB3 weeks 2 through 6 when Jonathan Taylor was hurt. So I like the spot for Moss, and I think he can be pretty solid in this offense.
Yeah, he'll be battling for touches with Chase Brown. Offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher says the approach is going to be collaborative, whatever that means. I still think that there'll be opportunity there for Zach Moss.
And what we saw last year from Chase Brown is he was electric. He was able to make some big plays, and I think he will be involved a little bit. But Cincinnati has been a one-man show year in, year out. I think Moss is going to get the lion's share of the work, and with that, there's going to be a big opportunity in this offense.
Exactly. And even though this offense is predicated on the passing game, they were 31st in rushing yards. Joe Mixon's still able to put up some fantasy numbers as well. So I think Zach Moss is in a good position. Currently ADP 94, RB 28 off the board. So could find some good value with the Cincinnati Bengals running back. Next up, let's head to the New York Giants' new running back. It is no longer the quad father in town, Saquon Barkley. No longer a New York Giant. So Devin Singletary enters the picture. Back in 2023, he had 216 carries and 898 yards for Buffalo with 4 touchdowns, 4.2 yards per carry, entering his age 27 season. Currently going RB 35 in underdog fantasy best ball drafts, ADP around 113. Tyler, what's your assessment of Devin Singletary and how he fits into this new offense with the New York Giants?
Well, when it comes to running back for fantasy, really opportunity is key. Opportunity is everything. And he should just get that. He got signed to a 3-year, $16.5 million contract, which is a decent-sized contract for a NFL running back. I expect them to use him, you know, every down. He can be used in all game script. He is versatile. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And he really just doesn't have that much competition. So I like the spot to be an every down back and just get a lot of work, which obviously breeds fantasy points.
And in fact, last year, Saquon Barkley was able to do some damage behind a really bad offensive line. The Giants have made strides at improving that offensive line. And the other thing about Devin Singletary is he's extremely durable. Over the past 4 seasons, he's only missed just one game. From weeks 10 to 18, posted 3 top 10 RB finishes in fantasy. So this is an interesting one, and I'm excited to see what he does with the opportunity that he'll be afforded in the Big Apple. This is an interesting one for Devin Singletary. And in fact, there, if you watched our other shows where we highlighted some rookies, Tyrone Tracy's a good one as well. So yeah.
If Singletary gets hurt, I think Tracy's probably in a great spot.
Yeah. Next up, let's talk about the reunion in Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott currently going RB 39 off the board, ADP 128 or so. Now he is back in Dallas with a team that trusts him to run the rock. Back in New England last year, he had his worst career year, 184 carries, 642 yards, 3 touchdowns, an average of just 3.5 yards per carry. All career lows for him. Very uninspiring year, but now he's ahead of Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn on the depth chart for Dallas. So what do you see for his opportunity in 2024?
Well, the thing is, we know that Ezekiel Elliott is old and slow, but he's going to be their primary offense, running back, I should say. He's in a premier offense. I really like the spot for him, and it's in a spot where we've seen running backs that we didn't think were really that good just have huge outlier touchdown games, and I think that's the situation that we could see for Zeke Elliott. He's in a premier offense. He's going to play a ton. He's good in pass pro. Dak trusts him. Coaching staff trust him. He's good around the red zone and pretty good catching the ball. So he's going to be on the field a lot in a good offense. If we see a 15 plus, you know, touchdown season from him, I wouldn't be that shocked.
Yeah, and that's kind of the name of the game, especially in best ball, where those spike weeks that you're looking for from a certain running back. And of course, what tends to lean towards spiking is, of course, those touchdowns that play heavily into the fantasy score. So I really like the spot here for Ezekiel Elliott, and looking forward to seeing, you know, I don't know, is he washed up? But, like, I still think he gets the carries. That's the name of the game.
And that's, yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. Like, I don't expect him to be a top five running back. But if he gets enough touchdowns, like, there is a path at least. And when we're looking this late, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're either looking for a kind of a zero RB setup in these drafts where you're kind of fading the early guys and just take a few more later guys that we know are going to get volume. They're going to be on the field and have you that opportunity for touchdowns. An underdog is so touchdown heavy. A guy that is on a good offense that is going to get all the red zone work is valuable.
What is your philosophy, by the way, on the zero RB strategy in best ball? Or at least not
I am a fan of
backs until later.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just kind of explain the strategy for those that may be new to best ball.
Yeah. So what zero RB is it is taking, you know, multiple RBs late. It's fading the early running back guys and just loading up on the guys like Zeke Elliott or all of the guys that we have talked about today in order to fill out your running back roster. The whole idea about it is that these are the guys who they could luck into touchdowns. They can luck into fantasy points due to injuries. There's a lot of different ways they can score, you know, fantasy points and get up into being an RB, you know, one on the season. And that's the thing, is there's just so much volatility and variance in the RB position that a lot of time people don't want to pay for that, you know, top end RB when they could get hurt week one or week two.
Yeah, and absolutely. So last year in a lot of drafts, I was getting Austin Eckler a lot, and he didn't provide a ton of value for me. And that was early on high up in a lot of drafts. And so to your point about the volatility of the running back position, what we saw from Eckler was a little banged up, didn't have quite the same burst week in and week out. So didn't provide that value that you want early on in the draft, whereas waiting for a running back later that just happens to be in a great situation. And kind of that's what we're seeing. And speaking of the former Chargers running back, that actually is taking us to our next, which is kind of like a 3-for-1 position here, because we're talking about the Los Angeles Chargers and their running back position. And there are different ways you can go with this, because they've got Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, and Kamani Vidal. So last year, Gus Edwards was RB32 in fantasy last year. He had 198 carries, 810 yards, 13 touchdowns, 4.1 yards per carry. And the Chargers GM basically said that he's going to be a bell cow goal line finisher. However, J.K. Dobbins is also there in the mix. He had a torn ACL in 2022, so he missed that year. Last year in 2023, his season ended because of a torn Achilles. But now he's back healthy, so he could compete for some time there as well. What do you think about the Chargers and whoever ends up getting that position? And then I will ask you later, like, if you had to pick one of those guys.
Look, this is the thing with this Chargers situation. These murky running back situations are actually good ones to lean into for best ball. The reason being is you're just taking the, you know, lower ADP and hoping that guy. Now, don't draft, you know, two of these three on a team. Only go with one. So on that team, you're making that one bet. But there is a path for every one of these guys. Edwards clearly could be a goal line back on a team that is going to run the ball a lot. J.K. Dobbins, we have seen be a very, very effective runner, but just keeps getting hurt. Vidal is the you know, new kid on the block. Trying to break in, and it's a team that is expected to run a lot behind head coach Harbaugh with an O-line that they just beefed up. So mm-hmm. I like the spot. Do I know which one it's going to be? Absolutely not.
Yeah, Vidal last year, we touched on him in some of our rookie best ball shows where mm-hmm. he highlighted some rookies to target. And he was one of them last year, ranked 21st in PFF's elusive rating and had at least 23 carries in 57% of his games. So he's proven that he can handle a little volume there as well. And then when you talk about the Chargers, you talk about a new head coach who's going to want to run the ball and has beefed up that offensive line, like you talked about, Tyler. They brought in Bradley Bozeman as center from Carolina Panthers and Joe Alt with a fifth pick in the draft. So they are serious about running the ball. And if you know anything about Harbaugh's system, that's what he likes to do, or at every place that he's been at. So we know yeah. that whoever is going to be the lead running back there could see a lot of fantasy points. So I'm going to pin you down. You got to pick one. Who's it going to be?
I think that it's going to be Gus Edwards early. He is the best one through the tackles, or, you know, probably the best one. Obviously, we don't know a ton about Vidal. But I think Edwards right now, and that's definitely what the field is saying as well, with him being, you know, so much higher than the other two guys. I do think, however, J.K. Dobbins is the best value right now.
Yeah,
we've seen him be very, very good in the NFL. He just keeps getting hurt.
Yeah, especially under Greg Roman in Baltimore. Now he's reunited with him. He had a lot of success under him back in Baltimore. So I do expect J.K. Dobbins, if he is fully healthy, I guess that's the big question mark and the risk that you're taking on drafting him. But at that value there, currently RB51, and you could be looking mm-hmm. at a top running back, potential RB1 yeah. if, you know, Edwards goes down or has some injuries that linger throughout the season. You're talking about the number one running back at the Los Angeles Chargers, which is expected to be a run-heavy team. That's pretty good value
yeah.
to me.
And the other thing here is with best ball, you're not as worried if it's a 50-50 committee as mm-hmm. you are with, you know, normal season-long fantasy football. And the reason being is you're just looking for those spike weeks. And even if he gets 50% of the share, he can have those spike weeks. You're taking him at the very end of the draft. You know, you only need a few of those spike weeks to really make him valuable and a good idea to draft the guy.
And I know we said top five running backs, but let's just throw in Zamir White too. Why not? We'll get all your money's worth here on our sleeper show. Who you got for the Raiders? What do you think about his situation?
I like Zamir White. The thing with Zamir White for me is the end of the year when it was his show, he had 99.25 rushing yards per game, 15 receiving yards per game over the last 4 weeks without Jacobs. He averaged 4.3 yards a carry. They also beefed up the offensive line, drafted it fairly heavy in the draft. So I think it's a somewhat of interesting spot for the Raiders and for White. The only guy behind him is Alexander Mattison, who wasn't very good last year. So I don't think he's going to take that much away from White.
I will always endorse a pick for a Georgia Bulldog in any draft.
Ah, that's why you threw him in there.
So.
That's why
definitely threw him in there. But with that rate, I mean, I don't know what they're doing at quarterback. So I feel like they've got to lean into the run game yeah. a little bit in this situation that they're heading into in 2024. So I think Zamir White will be the beneficiary of that for sure. So an interesting one as well. And currently RB21, ADP 81.2. So an honorable mention yeah. there to the former Georgia Bulldog. Like that you threw that in there, Tyler. All right. So for more information, make sure to stay tuned to the Line Star YouTube channel. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe. Also, do us a huge favor. If you're enjoying our content, like this video. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel and comment below. Let us know where you're headed in best ball drafts, what you think of our picks here for the sleepers, what you think their prognosis is for the 2024 season, how you've been doing in some best ball drafts. And again, if you haven't downloaded Underdog Fantasy to get into these tournaments, make sure to do so and use that promo code LINESTAR, though, so you can get up to a $250 deposit match. Links to that are below. And good luck to you and all of your best ball drafting. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments. Till then, we'll be going through, We got a lot to cover between now and the start of football season. It will be here before you know it. So make sure if you haven't already, sign up and subscribe to the channel. Maybe even sign up for notifications because you want to know right when we come out with our videos. All right, everybody. Good luck in all of your best ball drafting endeavors. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.